Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
UNC, NC State, Wake Forest, again seeking elusive 10-win threshold. This is David Glenn with Wednesday's Carolina Sports Notebook. For different reasons and in different ways, college football's national spotlight will shine on North Carolina, NC State, and Wake Forest this week, beginning tomorrow night when ESPN's weekly Thursday night matchup will feature Virginia Tech taking on the Wolfpack in Raleigh. The 5-2 Pack, which is ranked number 24 nationally in the Associated Press poll, began the season with hopes of challenging for its first ACC title since 1979. That won't happen, but the Pack hasn't given up hope for a 10-win season, despite the season-ending loss of veteran quarterback Devin Leary to a shoulder injury. The 10-win threshold appears to be a more realistic goal for 6-1 Wake Forest, which is ranked number 10 nationally, took 8-0 Clemson to double overtime, has a superstar in fifth-year quarterback Sam Hartman, and could be the favorite in each of its five remaining regular season games, including Saturday at Louisville. The 6-1 Tar Heels, meanwhile, have the nation's leader in total offense, redshirt freshman quarterback Drake May, 380 yards per game, and a number 21 national ranking as they host Pittsburgh on Saturday, 8 p.m. ACC Network. It is truly unprecedented that in late October, three Big Four schools have at least a shot at 10 or more victories. Whereas national superpowers such as Alabama and Clemson appear poised for their 15th and 11th consecutive seasons of 10 or more wins, respectively, even a single season accomplishment of that sort is truly rare for the Power 5 programs in North Carolina. Duke, 10-4 under David Cutcliffe in 2013, and NC State, 11-3 under Chuck Amato in 2002, have only one example each in their entire program histories of a season with 10 or more wins. Wake Forest has only two such seasons all time, 11-3 under Jim Grobe in 2006 and 11-3 under Dave Clawson last year. UNC has accomplished the feat 8 times. The Tar Heels finished 10-1 under Thomas Trenchard in 1914, 11-1 under Bill Dooley in 1972, 11-1 and 10-2 under Dick Crum in 1980 and 81, respectively, 10-3, 10-2, and 11-1 under Mac Brown in 1993, 1996, and 1997, respectively, and 11-3 under Larry Fedora in 2015. This is David Glenn with Wednesday's Carolina Sports Notebook.